Cadmium is a common environmental pollutant. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and this week we're featuring women in STEM fields. Today on the Academic Minute, Ami Zota, assistant professor of environmental and occupational health at George Washington University, discusses the health risks associated with the heavy metal.
Human exposure to a metal known as cadmium is considered a major public health concern by the World Health Organization. Cadmium is a metal that occurs in nature, but is also produced by industrial sources to make batteries, pigments, and plastics. People can accumulate cadmium by eating food grown in contaminated soil, inhaling cigarette smoke, or simply by living near industrial sites. Previous studies have suggested that cadmium can increase the risk that people will suffer from chronic diseases, possibly by shortening bits of DNA called telomeres. Located deep within the cells, telomeres are thought to keep the genetic material located on chromosomes from being destroyed. My colleagues and I recently published the largest study ever done on human exposure to cadmium and telomeres. Scientists believe that when telomeres are shortened by environmental pollutants and other factors, diseases of old age can strike relatively early in life. In this study, we looked at blood from 6,700 people taking part in a survey of the U.S. population conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We looked at the amount of cadmium in the blood and obtained DNA from each sample so that we can measure the length of the telomeres. We found that people with the highest amount of cadmium in the blood had telomeres that were about 6% shorter than those in the lowest group, equivalent to an additional 11 years of aging. This study suggests there may be no safe level of exposure to this heavy metal, which is a widespread pollutant in the United States and around the world.
That was Ami Zota of George Washington University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.